As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live. Oh, yes, magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about what really is in the vaccines. You might be surprised. Yeah, we're going to cover some new stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about snake oil in this hour. And also some plants that you may find some super duper protein for to get you through the busy holiday season. So we got lots to talk about. And we do have a quack report, but you know what it is today? It's Veterans Day. So a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform currently and who are retired. Well, I hear there are no retired Marines. I hear that all the time. So I want to lift them up in prayer. God's hand of protection be on you now and always. And I hope everybody, you know, got out and honored the veterans somehow today. And I think, Frank, don't we have some, you know, really great, you know, patriotic music for the show today? to honor the veterans. I hope so. I think I put you on the case, so I hope you got it. So big salute and Semper Fi, and we're lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. You know, I've been praying through the fourth, where they had all the voting going on. It seems there's a little bit of a shift going on. So God's will, he's going to help bring righteousness back to this country. And, of course, you know, we're encouraged in the good book to pray, even cry out and plead the Lord for truth and righteousness to be restored and justice. We're going to need it. We're going to need his supernatural help. We are. So I hope you'll seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, the quack report is a little brief today, but hey, here's something. I got an email from a friend who said they knew what liberal paradise was all about. Apparently, liberal paradise would be a place where everybody was guaranteed employment, free comprehensive health care, free education, free food and housing, free clothing, free utilities, and only law enforcement would be able to have guns. And believe it or not, such a place does exist right now. It's called prison. Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you. All right. In the quacker today, apparently we have a recall. Last but not least, by the way, Frank, on the quack report, 10 brands of baby wipes have been recalled because of pneumonia-causing bacteria in the wipes. They're produced by a Pennsylvania-based Nutech Disposables, Inc. They've recalled, apparently, on October 25th, because of complaints of a strange foul odor exploration on the baby wipes. And when they tested them, the manufacturer discovered that they contained a specific species of antibiotic-resistant bacteria frequently found in soil and water, but also causes pneumonia. So it's a respiratory pathogen for people. It weakens the immune systems, gives chronic lung disease, especially if you have cystic fibrosis patients nearby these wipes. Bad idea. So pulmonary infections involving this specific type of bacteria, which is Burkholderia septicea. It's a pneumonia type of bacteria. And it has an accelerated action, decline lung function happens pretty quickly with this specific species of bacteria. Very progressive form of pneumonia is what legal and medical authorities call this. And it often can be fatal. So this is being taken real seriously. They have recalled the baby wipes. It's a nationwide recall. So if you have baby wipes in the following brands, you need to throw them away or take them back to the store. Cuties Baby Wipes, Diapers.com have also been selling these. If you have anything under the name of Femtex, Fred's, Kid Gets, Members Mark, Simply Right, Sunny Smiles, Tender Touch, and Well Beings, these were all private labels on these this brand of baby wipes, so you need to take care of that right away. Most of these brands were sold at a variety of retailers like Walgreens, Family Dollar, Sam's Club, and Diapers.com. So be aware of that and be safe out there. And that wraps the quack report. All right, we're back here on Herb Talk.
That's all, folks.
Hey, can't forget the Looney Tunes. There you go. All right, so we're going to be talking about what really is in vaccines, because we got some new information that you may not be aware of. Some of you out there are on top of this stuff and real savvy, but for a majority of folks, you know, they're so busy. People are busy. I know. We all are. And some of this stuff can slide by you. So we're here on the case. We're going to bring this information to you straight up and to inform you. Okay, so, you know, the field of vaccines, it's a very competitive, but it is a lucrative area. And according to Evaluate Pharma, Pfizer actually dominates the vaccine field and expects to increase its dominance by 61% over the next 5 years. So the projections are that Pfizer will generate nearly $4 billion making vaccines by 2020. That's a lot of money. Now, Merck's Gardasil vaccine was the number two vaccine last year, but has recently slid to the third place vaccine. The top vaccine manufacturers are you ready? Sanoff, Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, and Novartis. So vaccines are a big revenue generator, and the rumors that Big Pharma doesn't make enough money making vaccines is simply not true. Now that we have legislation in place that protects, you know, Big Pharma vaccine makers, offers the manufacturers of vaccines immunity to the death and damage lawsuits, so now they can shorten the time that it usually takes to make a supposedly safe product and fast track it to the marketplace. So the announcement that the Swiss company Novartis earlier this year sold its vaccine branch to GlaxoSmithKline for $30 million, well, that's an indication that the competition is fierce. So let's find out how the vaccines are evolving, what's in them, what we should be aware of, and how we can protect ourselves. All right, first up is, of course, the Ebola. It's on everybody's, you know, think tank list. And you might want to take a deep breath here. Woosah, right? Because anyone listening to credible news knows that the CDC now owns the patent on Ebola, that virus. God, I wonder about that, you know. Who would go patent that? Like, you know, the Center for Disease Control, really? You would expect a big pharma to do that, but the CDC? So they have the patent on the Ebola virus. Now, we've also heard that GlaxoSmithKline is racing to produce a vaccine for Ebola, but recently reported that the earliest the vaccine would be ready is late 2015. Now, recent reports have also surfaced that the University of Texas at Austin is working on, are you ready? They're working on a breathable Ebola vaccine. Mm-hmm. They say it works wonders on monkeys, offering them 67 to 100% protection. Well, we all know how science likes to massage the numbers in the clinical trials, and it's more likely the protection is, you know, minuscule, maybe 0 to 0.0067%. But we're supposed to believe that these respiratory vaccinated primates, they breathed in the Ebola vaccine, and then they were injected with lethal doses of Ebola Zaire virus 5 months later, and were said to have a 50% survival rate. 50%? What happened to the 100% protection? Well, you may be asking, why would they develop an inhaled version of the Ebola vaccine? Well, the pharmaceutical company would have you believe, get smart kind of version, it's more effective, the breathable version, and it's more cost-effective than the needle version, the syringe delivery, and they say it has a longer shelf life. However, medical doctors will tell you that infecting the pulmonary is the fastest way to infect someone because it's immediately infused into the blood. So the research on the breathable Ebola vaccine was published in the Journal of Molecule Pharmaceuticals on the 5th this month. That's 11/5/14. So if the needle and the breathable vaccine, well, if that's not to your liking, just wait. They are working on delivering the Ebola vaccine through this thin strip, you know, just like a breath mint under your tongue. Yeah. Clinical trials on both the breathable and the film strip Ebola vaccine will be carried out in West Africa very soon. So the other vaccine companies, well, they're working on developing the traditional vaccine delivered via the syringe. Oy, all these vaccines. All right, well, I haven't gotten to the good part yet. You know, breath mint Ebola vaccine. Who knew? I can just see the marketing for that. Here is the Flucivax vaccine. Because in the past I've mentioned what's been included in vaccines, childhood and the flu vaccines. But just when you thought the vaccines couldn't get really any worse, you find out, they're coming up with a current flu vaccine called Flucivax, which contains canine cells in it. Yeah, dog cells. They use dog cells to make this vaccine. I apologize for the pet lovers out there. But the CDC explains that traditionally, eggs are used to grow the disease cultures for the A and B influenza pathogens. Well, that can take half a year to make the vaccine. So mammals have been used in vaccine manufacturing, such as monkeys' kidneys, pig kidneys, and now, dog kidneys. So these are known as cell-based vaccines. Now, this year, Solvay Pharmaceuticals and Novartis developed a flu vaccine using dog kidneys called the Madden-Darby canine kidney cell, and it's to replace the fertilized chicken eggs. So we're told that these mammal cells give more flexibility to the chicken egg version. So what does that mean? Well, it's suggested that to culture the disease, it is much more economical to do it on mammal cells than on eggs. So the industry complains that there's not enough adequate supply of the chicken eggs, okay? So get this now. Assessment research on the canine cell-based vaccines reports that they are safe as a mammal substrate for an oncology risk of tumor genetics. Okay, so if you didn't get that, they're saying you don't have to worry about mammal substrate, canine cells in your vaccine, because we're pretty sure that the risk of cancer and getting tumors from this is not very high. Pretty sure. All right, now clinical testing on the dog version of the flu shot are reported as having basically the same side effects as all the rest of them. So these cell-based vaccines have been approved for use in Europe. They're going to test them all there. They contain three influenza subtypes, of course, influenza A and B, and, of course, the H1N1 bird flu. Now, you should know that the idea of using dog cells in cultivating disease for vaccines has been in development since, get this, 1958. Yeah, when they used the kidney cells from a Cocker Spaniel. Yeah, they harvested that for research. The poor dog. Okay, so science has explained that it can take, about a decade to make and test a vaccine. Therefore, how are we to accept when pharmaceutical companies fast-track a vaccine research and production into just 12-month time frame? Well, I want you to check out this verbiage that came out of the Flucivax product. It says this, quote, Flucivax vaccine is aimed towards individuals over the age of 18. And, of course, I put emphasis on the word aimed. My question is, do you feel like a target if they're aiming a vaccine at you? Well, as usual, medicine tells us that the flu vaccine made from either eggs, monkeys, pigs, or dogs is not safe for children under 18. However, pregnant women are, encouraged to get it, but use caution. So if you inject a mother with disease, you inject an unborn child with disease. So according to the clinical trial research with pregnant rabbits, Flucivax produced fatal results to the embryo. Now, the vaccine has not been evaluated in pregnant or nursing mothers, and it is unknown what will happen to the unborn child if the vaccine would be given or if it would be excreted through mother's milk. So what are the ingredients and the side effects of this vaccine. Well, aside from the flu viruses, they also contain potassium chloride. But get this, it's a metal hydrolyte salt composed of potassium, which can adversely affect your heart, your liver, your brain, and your lungs. Also included is sodium chloride, which can cause pulmonary complications. Also in there is magnesium chloride, which has been known to cause swelling of the throat, difficulty breathing. And then, not to leave out, the sodium phosphate, a diabasic dihydrate, which has been known to cause seizures, convulsions, digestive disease, bowel, urinary, and heart damage. And also is the potassium phosphate monobasic, which has been known to cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness, headache, stomach pain, and muscle cramps. And, of course, water is in the vaccine. Yummy combo, huh? Well, what else besides the dog cells or in the flu shots? Well, there are reports that the use of canine cells in disease culturing isn't just for the flu vaccine. According to VacTruth.com, canine cell cultures have been found in the Medi-Mumps vaccine. So it is well known that childhood vaccines cultured on eggs produce allergies in children, and it is likewise anticipated that vaccines using canine will produce allergic reaction to dogs and would be dangerous to those already allergic to dogs. So there is a listing of contradictions with the vaccine that anyone with a hypersensitivity to any components of the vaccine, including canine hair proteins, should use caution. Well, according to VacTruth.com, the manufacturer of the Medi-Mumps vaccine using the dog canine cells is in the Czech Republic and is simply packaged by the UK pharmaceutical. So this is a drug that's used in the UK at this point for kids. It's a single vaccine for mumps. So it's not a combo vaccine. So the vaccine is being promoted as a substitute for children that have allergic reaction to eggs. And this is endorsed by the World Health Organization. Okay. So we have kids that are real sensitive to peanuts because of vaccines using peanuts. We've got kids that are sensitive to eggs because of vaccines cultured on eggs. Okay, now we're going to have dogs allergic to Bow Wows, our man's best friend. Think about this. Well, and you know, I got to thinking, okay, how many dog kidneys do you need? How are they harvesting this stuff? One might ask. How do the pharmaceutical manufacturers harvest the canine kidney cells for the vaccine production? Well, if eggs are not abundant enough, how could dog kidneys be easier to obtain and more economical? Think about it. The answer is they breed their own supply. Mm-hmm. Therefore, a dog kennel is in or near the vaccine manufacturing plant. So can you imagine how much bacteria that generates? What are the chances that the mammal material used to make the vaccines is contaminated with bacteria or other pathogens? So if the USDA beef is 39 to 81% contaminated with E. coli, pneumonia, urinary tract pathogens, and antibiotic-resistant bacteria strains, then what are the chances that the secret canine kennels, which harvest kidneys, are any cleaner? Gotta have millions of eggs to culture this stuff. How many kidneys are they having to harvest? Think about this. How huge is this kennel? All right. There is also the flu block vaccine. We've talked about this briefly before, but I'm going to touch on it again just in case you forgot. In 2013, the FDA gave pharmaceutical manufacturers the green light to manufacture flu vaccine without eggs and to use insects instead. So to make the flu block vaccine, they are using ovaries of the fall armyworm to culture the disease. Yay. Okay, so the FDA liked the shorter time frame needed to manufacture this vaccine. According to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, using worms takes just 21 days, whereas to use egg cultures, it can take as long as 6 months. So instead of needing millions of eggs to culture the virus, now they need millions of army worms. So how do they use the worms to make the flu shot? Well, after they isolate the hemagglutinin from the current strains of influenza to include in the vaccine, they inject that into another virus that only infects insects, and it's a mystery virus at that. Now, they take the virus combo to infect billions of agricultural pests called the armyworms, and the worms then produce this HA gene protein, which actually becomes the serum for the vaccine. Did you follow me on that? You know, where do they dream this stuff up? Okay, so the cell-based vaccine procedure allows Big Pharma to double and even triple their vaccine production from 10 million doses a week to 30 million doses. Now, flu block vaccine costs about $30 per dose, with the average flu shot costing anywhere from $5 to $40. So for those with insurance, the out-of-pocket cost may be $10 to $15. So flu block is not administered to anyone under the age of 18. So if cell-based vaccines are fast, more flexible, and economical, then why do they cost consumers on average more than the egg-based vaccines? It's a good question. Now, other than the influenza subtype A and B and the bird flu H1N1, what are we told is also in flu block vaccine, and what are the side effects of those ingredients? Well, the vaccine contains sodium phosphate monobasic monohydrate, which causes digestive bleeding, constipation, ulcers, seizures, liver damage, heart damage, urinary tract damage. It also has sodium phosphate diabasic, and that also has a side effect of seizures, liver damage, heart damage, urinary tract damage. Sodium phosphate diabasic, I already covered that. What else? Diodecahydrate, sodium chloride, shortness of breath, allergic reaction, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat, and also lung damage. But get this. It also has polysorbate 20, which is produced by ethylene oxide 4-dioxin, and it is a potential carcinogen with severe tissue irritation, heart damage, blood infections, seizures, and even death. But here's something else that's in there. Oxinol 9, which is a spermicide contraceptive, and it also breaks down oil in skin, and it's known to cause infertility in men. Also, water's in there as well. So you got to ask yourself, what is with, you know, the birth control in the flu vaccine? Well, I see by the clock I'm going to be taking a break. But when we come back, we're still on this case. We have more to talk about, including some other ingredients. We'll be right back.
We are. Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Are you concerned about prescription drug dependency to stay healthy? Are you worried that the cost and availability of your medications may put your health at risk? Perhaps it's time you consider a natural, safe, and effective way to deal with your health problems. If only you knew where to start. start right here. Tune in to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live, and it is Veterans Day. We want to lift all our men and women in uniform up and thank you very much for your dedication and service. We can't forget them, right? Well, we're talking about vaccines and the new ones, you know, having some animal cells and insect cells, canine and worms and everything else. And, you know, according to Dr. Mercola, the statistics on the threat of death by flu is really, he says, distorted by the CDC. More people, he says, die from malnutrition and asthma than they do from flu. He said, for instance, in 2004, death by flu was 1,100 people. More people die from taking their prescription drugs as prescribed. Also, in 2005, the people who died from flu was 1,800 people. So, the CDC, what he says, they like to mix the death and of rates of pneumonia, emphysema, COPD, and with all the flu stats to enhance those statistics so they can push the flu vaccines. Also, he says there's an insert in the Flavivail flu vaccine, which explains, hey, it hasn't been tested yet. It says this, Flavivail is an influenza virus vaccine indicated for active immunization of adults 18 years of age and older against influenza disease caused by influenza viruses subtype A and B, and they are contained in this vaccine. It also goes on to say, this indication is based on immune response elicited by Flavivail. There have been no controlled trials demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with Flavivail. There you go. All right. The average flu vaccine also contains other ingredients like mercury, over 250 times the safe limit established by the Environmental Protection Agency. So flu strains are cultivated and made inactive by some formaldehyde, which is a cancer agent that could be in there. It's a preservative, and also thimerosal is used as a preservative, but pediatrician and other doctors may try to convince patients that the mercury's been removed. But thimerosal is 49% mercury by weight. So here's a list of some other ingredients that could be added to your viral pathogens and other diseases given in vaccines. There could be aluminum, which is a neurotoxin. It's been linked to Alzheimer's. There's also a chemical called Triton X100, which is a detergent, which confirms that the vaccines are bacterial, needing some cleaning. There's also phenol, which is a carbolinic acid. Ethylene glycol, which is basically antifreeze. Beta-propylactolone, which is a disinfectant, also proof vaccines are contaminated with bacteria. There's nonaloxanol, which is basically an STD. It's for STDs. It's a chemical to kill STDs. It's really interesting, isn't it? Then, of course, that oxanol 9 again, which is a spermicide, which pretty much makes men infertile, and sodium phosphate. So based on these ingredients, now considered pretty standard in the United States and the UK vaccines, and even in other parts of Europe. There's a consensus now that vaccinations are also sterilization drugs. I know Dr. Carley's been on the show, and she said that since 2009, the tetanus shot has been specifically designed to sterilize women because it uses a special protein that makes women allergic to being pregnant, and therefore their body has a reaction to a pregnancy, and it just doesn't allow the embryo to implant on the uterine wall. So basically, if you give your daughter a tetanus shot, she's got built-in morning after pill, basically. Sad, isn't it? All right, let's look at some side effects. Side effects are varied and are going to attack an individual in their weakest area when you get vaccinated, such as maybe life-threatening allergies, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a, you know, paralytic disease and can be fatal, encephalitis, which is a brain inflammation, maybe some neurological disorders like MS or autism, and also thrombocytopenia, which is a blood disorder. So it's really interesting that 70% of doctors and nurses and 62% of overall healthcare employees do not volunteer to be vaccinated. So more and more professional healthcare workers are leaving the field rather than to be forcibly vaccinated to keep their job, or they're looking for exemptions or a way to reverse the vaccine. Now, here's some reasons why your doctor says no to getting the flu vaccine. Three big reasons. They say they're skeptical that the vaccine works. They believe the immune system is strong enough to fight the flu itself, and they don't want the risk and develop a side effect. Ha. Yeah, but they're paid to give it to you. You know, they're kind of like hypocrites that way. All right, here's some truth. The medical doctor and epidemiologist Wolfgang Wolberg, he's head of the health of the council in Europe, head of health in Europe. He says the swine flu epidemic was, quote, a false pandemic to sell vaccines and one of the greatest medical scandals of the century. Aha. So you have to wonder if the Ebola pandemic is another scandal in order to force disease-filled GMO DNA mutated vaccines on countless victims. And who knows? They may try to slide the Ebola vaccine, as like they did the bird flu, into your standard flu shot in the near future. And you know what? Detectives look for who has a motive for this kind of stuff, and the CDC is a good candidate since they own the Ebola pathogen patent. Right? Right? You know, it's kind of, you know, conflict of interest. If you own a patent, then you're going to countermand and mandate everybody get that in the flu shot? Uh-oh. All right, let's talk about vaccines with the animal cells. It's real important. Science is constantly using different animal and insect cell strains to develop vaccines. So there are different animal cell strains in current vaccines used here in the U.S., and a majority of them were developed through the Vero African Green Monkey Kidney Cell Line. So the vaccines are the rotavirus. GlaxoSmithKline makes it under the name Rotarix, and Merck makes it under the name Rotatec. The polio virus also, Zanoff makes it, it's called iPol. It's based on Pasteur's research. And the smallpox vaccine, also Zanoff makes that under ACAM2000 is the name, also based on Pasteur's research. And this smallpox vaccine is used only for military personnel. Okay. And lastly, the Japanese encephalitis vaccine. It's made by Intercell. It's called Lyaxro, and it's given to people if they're traveling to areas known to have the Japanese encephalitis virus. Now, if you would like to check out your options for vaccine exemption by state, there are downloadable forms, I understand, so you can go to experimentalvaccines.org and find your state and download that. Now, personally, I refuse to allow this crazy world to rob my peace of mind. I prefer to believe God when he said herbs are here for the service of man. He said that in Psalms 104, verse 14. Now, what service would that be? Well, for the healing of the nations, as he states in Revelations 22, verse 2. So herbs like gentian root, red clover, and American ginseng, they contain isoflavones called genistein. They inhibit the Ebola virus that was determined by researchers at the University of Texas Medical Branch in 2012. So you're going to find red clover and American ginseng in the pandemic kit, and you also can add the gentian root to your kit at Apothecary Herbs. Go to the powerherbs.com website and click on kits, and you'll find the gentian root under the immune booster section. You can just add it to your order. So pandemic kit is great also for cold and flu, but you can also order a cold and flu pack if you want, you know, extra power for just cold and flu. They got a ton of immune boosting formulas, including the Three Amigos, to satisfy any budget. So your immune boosting herbs are also naturally high in vitamin C and zinc, which you need to combat really nasty viruses. So check out the Apothecary Herbs website or give them a call. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, international number 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Now, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, right? So you can check that out. And thepowerherbs.com, that's when you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, basically. When you're serious, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go for the professional grade stuff. Let's see, Magical Engineer, what are you telling me here? He said the world today, 6.8 billion people. Yep, yep. It's headed up for about 9 billion. If we do really great job on new vaccines, reproductive health care services, they could lower that to about 10 to 15%. Bill Gates, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. It's a population reduction treatment through vaccines. I know. I hear you. All right, we got a few minutes, so we are going to be talking about snake oil. You know, when people say snake oil, I'm not offended because I know snake oil is the good stuff. It really works. We'll get to that. You know, in the 1500s, the lines were kind of blurred as to what constituted medicine and a real physician. That was in the 1500s. The wealthy and the royalty of Europe considered themselves the only real authority on medicine. Now, in the 16th century, the elite felt that regardless of their medicinal knowledge, whether they were self-taught or if they went through traditional training, that it was unquestioned. Yeah, money talks, right? It was also unthinkable that any illiterate amateur using homegrown herbs could heal anybody. However, it was the amateur, the quacks, the snake oil people, and some of the local medicine men that began to present real competition to the elite physicians. Yeah, they were healing people. Kind of ticked off the elite a little bit there. So the so-called illiterate amateur used simple herbs in non-complex formulas and applications, you know, kind of common sense, easy to use. And the approach was less extensive, easier to administer, big time saver, and it accomplished positive results. You know, people were able to do it. You know, if it was simple and easy, you know, you can give them the herbs, they can do it themselves, right? Don't have to stand on their head to do it. The average man didn't have really any real education in Greek, Latin, or Arabic to read some herb books that were published. So basically, they had to either pay someone to teach them how to do it, or they just had to learn on their own. Okay, do you remember Will Rogers? He was a crack-up, right? He said, Congress, every time they make a joke, it's a law, and every time they make a law, it's a joke. Yeah, you know, when you got too many laws bogging you down, too many restrictions, you can't have a free flow of really great things happen. So back in the old days, you had some self-styled practitioners, right? And they did really great stuff. Europe and London, in particular, were supposedly running amok with self-taught practitioners. And they were monks, midwives, apothecaries, and even barbers who also, you know, kind of pulled double duty as surgeons. The barber was the surgeon. Now, in the 16th century, the barbers, they managed the treatments no one else really wanted to do. You know, tooth extractions, hemorrhaging, bleeding issues, and also a Chinese therapy that was called cupping, where they heated glass cups, applied it to the skin to produce a suction to increase circulation to that specific area, because they knew blood brings healing. So that's why they did it. And you ever wonder why the barber pole had red stripes on it as a kid? Do you remember seeing them outside barber shops? You don't see them anymore, but, you know, in the old days, they were there. So the pole, like the physician's staff with the serpent on it, was their advertising logo that the barber was also a practitioner. Did you know that? So the barbers took their doctoring seriously, and in 1462, they obtained a royal charter to practice. So next in order of importance were the apothecaries, who normally apprenticed with physicians until the Arabs had the bright idea, let's separate the two practices and bring about the first drug stores. We got to thank the Arabs for that. So the apothecaries were very knowledgeable of simple herbs. They compounded the medicines, and they probably knew more about the medicines and how they worked than the physicians did. Now, frustration mounted amongst these professionals as more and more common folk decided to try their hand at self-medicating using herbs growing just in the countryside. Let's just bypass all this, you know, this Arab legislation over here and just do it ourselves. You know, just went out there and did it. Well, yeah, herbs are here for the service of man, not just for the drugstore people. All right. Here's an anonymous quote that's very, very poignant. It says, never be afraid to try something new. Got to remember, amateurs built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. Okay, so as the trade and the population of London grew, the political leaders felt there was a need to protect the urban citizen from foreigners and quacks. Okay, so legislation was put in place in 1512 to cut out any competition and to protect the people who stood to gain the most. So what happened? Well, new laws were put in place by Parliament that allowed the physicians to sue the surgeons for practicing medicine, and the surgeons to sue the barbers for practicing surgery, and the barbers to sue the apothecaries, and on it went. How nice. Later, in 1540, an addendum of the laws defined that the barbers were authorized to cut on hair only, and all the physicians had the authority over surgeons. Uh-oh. So the surgeons reported and turned over to authorities any person thought to be administrating healing. So this included women who gave their children water to heal canker sores helping deliver a neighbor's baby. Craziness back in the 1500s, just like today. So the legislation put on the door who could not pay a physician or a surgeon. They put on the poor, you can't pay a physician or a surgeon, and in the position of breaking these laws, and you couldn't self-medicate. So it left them with nothing. The poor had nothing. They couldn't afford a surgeon, and they couldn't self-medicate. Kind of sound like similar things, doesn't it? So we're about to really come full circle, smack into the 1500s with the World Health Organization's food harmonization laws called the Codex, the FDA dietary supplement manufacturing guidelines that it's trying to put in place, the Obamacare, the whole global thing, right? Just wait. You know, Winston Churchill, he said this, if you have 10,000 regulations, you destroy all respect for the law. I think we're past that, Winston. I think we are. Laws lead to more laws, more regulations. You know, Albert Einstein said, as long as I have any choice, I will stay only in a country where there's political liberty, toleration, and equality of all citizens before the law. You know, once you don't have that, what do you have? Tyranny. Slavery. That's what you have. So now's the time to learn how to do it yourself before it's regulated into oblivion. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free herbal product catalog. And if you want to learn more about herbs, you can check out the Power Herbs ebook. It's a they send it to you in an email. It used to be a download, but now they just send it to you in an email, and it's 400 pages, and it's just $14.99. So you can learn about herbal cleanses. You're going to learn about how to make your own herbal tinctures, a whole bunch of herb secrets in there that definitely going to help you out. So it's only $14.99. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters, and you can find it there. And while you're there, sign up for their free online newsletters, American Survival and Health Quest. They go out each and every week, and they're full of great information to empower you further. So it's free. Check that out. Just powerherbs.com. Click on that. Get you a Power Herbs ebook. And, of course, for Veterans Day, I think orders over $65 receive $10 off. The coupon's on the homepage, right on top of the banner, I think. So I think it's 10 off is the code you stick in the shopping cart, and you'll get $10 off your order of $65 or more. So do take advantage of the Veterans Holiday Special and save. All righty. So I guess next time we're going to be talking about your plant proteins that'll give you some energy through the holidays. So we'll do that Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.